Cal State Fullerton prevents student teachers from working in Placentia Yorba Linda schools due to CRT ban. California State University Fullerton officials notified the Placentia Yorba Linda School District this week that it has paused sending student teachers to work in the district due to the school board's ban on critical race theory in curriculum. Earlier this year, the school district approved a ban on the so-called CRT curriculum in classrooms to prevent it from becoming a guide for how the subject of race is taught. The university's mission is to cultivate educators who are prepared to provide just, equitable, and inclusive education, officials wrote to the district October 17. Therefore, it is critical that we place teacher candidates in districts that support their growth and development throughout the program. Typically, the university sends around 80 students to work as student teachers in the school district each academic year. Currently, there are only 6 in the district, whom the university will support toward program completion, according to the letter. Lauren Hofreiter, 18, is a biology major sophomore at the university who said she plans to become a full-time teacher in the school district, since she grew up in Placentia and attended El Dorado High School. In an interview with the Epoch Times, she said she disagreed with the university's decision because it would prevent students from completing their requirements, even if their field of education doesn't include CRT teachings, such as biology. Student teachers should be able to make the distinction themselves and decide based on personal relevance and morals whether they want to teach in the district despite the ban, Hofreiter wrote in an email. Any school that encourages diversity of opinion has no place forcing its misinformed views on its students. Hofreiter said she is worried about how this may affect her future plans. She said she also believes part of the issue is that people misunderstand CRT curriculum and assume banning it means completely removing racial topics, such as slavery, or preventing books written by authors of color from being taught. I would expect more from a school that claims to be knowledgeable on the subject, she said. Dr. Michael D. Matthews, superintendent of the school district, said it has had a long-standing, successful relationship with the university. Several teachers, administrators, and other employees of the district are Cal State Fullerton graduates. While we respect the university's right to make this determination, we are disappointed by their decision to pause the placement of new student teachers in our district, Matthews wrote in a letter to university officials. We look forward to continuing the discussion about renewing their placement of student teachers in. The school board's resolution concerning the ban on CRT curriculum states the district values all students and promotes equity and equality, respects diversity, celebrates the contributions of all and encourages culturally relevant and inclusive teaching practices. Board members from the school district did not respond to requests for comment. But Cal State University Fullerton spokesperson Kendra Morales told the Epoch Times the pause would be lifted if the school district would establish clarity for teachers about what they can and cannot teach, so that student teachers can gain experience creating lesson plans that align with state standards. Morales said part of the confusion stems from recent school board discussions about removing diversity celebrations and prohibiting gender-affirming pronouns. While the pause prevents the university from placing student teachers in the district, Morales said it would not discourage students from accepting offers for a paid teaching internship with the district.